Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Round two. Random topics, random questions. You can send some in.
Okay.
This one's interesting. Ask us anything. What's the fastest speed you haven't legally driven on a highway? In other words, don't count being a driver like on the NASCAR ride-along or something like that. What's the fastest you've driven illegally?
You have driven. Okay, because you said the fastest you haven't driven.
That's what it says.
1 billion miles per hour.
Yeah. I'm in interpreting, yes, but no. They said, I'll go first, 165.
Whoa.
That is fast.
I think I got a little over 100 one time when my mom got a new Mustang, and I took it out on a backcountry road, and I was like, Vroom! And I went, but I'm too, once I get up around 90 and 100, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Done 120.
I was 125.
I'm 131.
What?
131 wow. Specifically?
Mm-hmm. And what? I thought, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's you start to realize, there's so much more there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm going really, really fast.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I should probably not do that.
Let's see, 124 in a Honda Civic. That's absurd.
Oh, the newer ones will do that. A walk in the park.
This one, have you guys ever misheard something? Literally every day.
What?
No, never.
All the time.
I mean, usually every break, sometimes several of the sentences.
There is an explanation for the question. It said, I was working for Boar's Head delivering meat and cheese, and a coworker listened to you guys religiously. He's the reason I got to know your show. He asked me one time if I mind if he put free beer and hot wings on. I swear that for the first 3 days, he was saying Fruity Bear and Hot Winks. It's Alabama. He has an accent, and it was around 5 a.m. That weekend, I asked if we were going to listen to Fruity Bear and Hot Winks because I have been enjoying the show. The expression on his face was pure confusion.
Fruity Bear.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you can get some of that with a strong accent.
You like are that. Our Fruity Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be a hot wink.
That reminds me of that lady at the Conclave conference in Minneapolis. She was doing a seminar on storytelling, and she said, how about you guys? She said, what's your name? And I said, Greg. And she goes, what's your show name? And I said, Free Beer and Hot Wings. And that was, like this gentleman experienced, the craziest thing she had ever heard. So she finally got free beer. First, she said free bear. And yeah. Hot wink.
Yeah, free bear and hot
wink. Which to her made sense. And I guess it's no more dumb than the one we have.
No, that makes a lot less sense, though, because beer and wings go together.
Mm-hmm. You don't think
bears and winks don't.
You don't think low-priced bears and, no. And sexy winks go together, hot wings?
Yeah. But yes, it definitely happens. I've had to have people repeat things a million times where I go, I know what you said doesn't make sense, so I know I'm hearing it wrong, but I don't know what I'm hearing.
Maitland, this question was asked each of us to answer it. Who on the show is most likely to get a face tattoo for a sponsor?
Probably Kelly.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, she's tatted of the rest of us,
mm-hmm.
so that's an advantage.
How much would it take for you to get a face tattoo?
What's the sponsor?
I think that does it. That matters, too.
Because yeah. if it's a cool makeup sponsor and we're talking like... makeup
no,
tattooing
no, no.
like
no.
eyeliner
no, it's a logo
no it's no,
a, it's
gotta
be it's gonna, yeah like a billboard on your face
like
yeah.
L'Oreal
it says it says FedEx
wait who's got a cool logo nobody
none cool enough for me to want to put it on my face
it'd have to be a few $100,000
it's all about right price
yeah exactly
it would take a lot
gotta be life-changing
I mean it would take a lot for me to do that anywhere on my body even if it was like somewhere no one would ever see it. But on face, yeah, that's got to be.
I'd
that's
do it on my
Brinks
eyelid.
Truck kind of stuff.
Eyelid's a good choice because it's not as
I'd get a tramp stamp for 15 grand.
Would you?
Like a show sponsor tramp stamp?
What if it was 15 grand donated to Idiots for Underdogs?
No.
You got to make that a higher number.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot higher.
Yeah, no thanks.
So it has to be to you. You don't want it to help needy people.
If we can, if those two can coexist, that would be more ideal.
What if you got like homeless person to do your tramp stamp, and then you're like helping them?
Bold move, Steve.
Oh man, yeah.
Furthering their career.
Are they at least a homeless tattoo artist?
Yes. That we. Right.
Well,
that's what they
prison
say.
Prison tattoo.
Yeah.
They have some experience.
All right. get back to me on that.
Okay. This next one just came in from Montana.
Okay.
What is the adult problem you've had to deal with that no one prepared you for?
I don't think
you were unprepared for. Because I think saying no one prepared you for, because I think parenting is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And it's not that I was unprepared. You just don't know what you're doing.
I think
that's not my parents' fault.
I think I was more prepared to be a parent than I was to take over dealing with the insurance companies for my kids' health care.
Yeah.
Like after the divorce, you mean?
I'm still woefully unprepared for everything that I have to deal with. Yeah, it was just easier. Yeah, because after the divorce, it was just easier because Carrie had always done that stuff. But because it's like goes through my insurance and everything, it makes sense for me to handle that part of it. But I didn't know what I was doing. And it turns out no one ever does.
Yeah.
And because I would say, hey, how do you handle this? You know, I would ask her questions and very nicely she would go, yeah, there's no real learning curve. And I go, oh. I was really hoping you were going to go, oh, no, do this. You're just missing something.
Right.
Nope. So that's what I think as an adult, I was most unprepared for dealing with insurance companies.
Boy, they make it hard. Kelly? Mm-hmm.
I think I wasn't prepared for, I don't know how to put it. At my last job, I wasn't prepared for how to deal with people who are bosses. But terrible at it.
Yeah.
No one prepared me for that. Everybody prepares you for, oh, well, once you graduate college, the good old days are gone. You're in the real world. But nobody really prepared you for what do you do if you have a boss who's really bad or a coworker like the host on the show who was just targeting people in the office to get them fired. And you watch them do it and you're not their target. And then you are their target. And it's like, I watched this and I'm still not prepared for it
because
you're just not that person.
That's a good one.
It's
hard, man, when you're in a tough spot in a job because it's like the old rule is you never leave a job until you got another one lined up. And that's hard to do these days.
You did it just barely.
That's fine if you're just not enjoying the job that much. But if somebody's really toxic or woefully inept.
Yeah.
Or
it's
both.
Hard. That's hard.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
You prepared for everything?
Steve was.
No.
I'm just kidding. That's not what you're saying.
Fully prepared.
Steve thinks, Maitland, do you have one?
I think like how lonely being an adult actually is sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you're definitely not prepared for it because growing up, like if you have siblings, you're never really alone at home. Throughout high school, even college, if you have roommates or just your classmates and your friends, you are all there. You all get to hang out all the time. And then once you get to be an adult, like when I came back here to Grand Rapids, I was like, wow, all my friends are here. And then they're like, no, we're moving here and we're moving here. And it's like, well, dang it. Okay.
That's a good point, though. It's very true.
No one prepares you for that first time that you sit down and you're trying to figure out your finances and you realize, oh, okay, if I ever want to not have to work, if I want to retire, like no one prepares you for that overwhelming feeling. When someone says, if you want to retire at 65, you have to save this much money every month or every week or however the breakdown
is. The scary
is.
Way is when they say, you'll need this much to retire.
Yeah.
And they give you that big number and it's like, well, that's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Based on normal inflation and you'll work for 35 years, you'll need $100 million.
Yeah, that's pretty overwhelming. Mm-hmm. That's not a great feeling.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. just like people count on you. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.